Welcome back. This is Dr. Gary Danko. As we continue this journey together, I invite you to find a comfortable space where you can be fully present. Perhaps you've noticed subtle shifts within yourself already, or maybe you're still awaiting that moment of clarity. Either way, know that you're exactly where you need to be. Today, we'll explore a profound concept, forgiveness, and how it intertwines with our financial well-being. Not just the act of forgiving others, but the often overlooked practice of forgiving oneself. Imagine, if you will, a traveler journeying through life, carrying a backpack. Over time, they've placed stones inside, each representing a past financial mistake, a regret, a moment of guilt. Some stones are small, others quite heavy. The traveler may have forgotten about some, but their weight remains. These stones symbolize the burdens we carry from our financial past. Perhaps it's a debt we regret accruing, an investment that didn't pan out, or opportunities we let slip by. Each one adds to the load, making the journey toward wealth and abundance feel arduous. But here's the truth. You have the power to lighten this load, to remove each stone one by one and set it aside. Sometimes, without even realizing it, we engage in behaviors that hinder our financial growth. We might procrastinate on pursuing opportunities, overspend to fill an emotional void, or avoid looking at our finances altogether. These actions are forms of self-sabotage, ways we unconsciously prevent ourselves from achieving the wealth we desire. But why would we do this? Often it's because of unresolved guilt or shame from our past. We believe, deep down, that we don't deserve financial success, that by holding ourselves back, we're atoning for past missteps. But consider this. What if holding on to this guilt serves no one? Not you, not your loved ones, not the world. There's a Hawaiian practice known as Ho'oponopono, centered around reconciliation and forgiveness. It involves four simple phrases. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. When directed inward, these words can be transformative. They acknowledge our imperfections, seek forgiveness, express gratitude, and reaffirm self-love. I invite you to take a deep breath. Reflect on a financial mistake or regret. As you exhale, silently say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Repeat this as many times as you need, feeling the weight lifting, the stones being removed from your backpack. Sometimes we sabotage our financial success because we fear how it might affect those around us. We worry about outshining loved ones or creating distance due to differing financial statuses. So we hold ourselves back, believing it's an act of protection. But consider this. By embracing your own abundance, you become an inspiration. You show others what's possible. Your success doesn't take away from theirs. It paves the way. Imagine a lighthouse dimming its light to avoid overshadowing the stars. In doing so, it leaves ships to navigate in the darkness. Your light, your success, guides others. You're inherently worthy of wealth and abundance, not because of what you've done, but because of who you are. A unique expression of the universe, endowed with the power to create, to manifest, to thrive. The universe, or whatever higher power you resonate with, holds no grudges against you. The forgiveness you seek eternally is already granted. The task now is to grant it to yourself. That's it. As we conclude today's session, I encourage you to 1. Reflect. Take time to identify any lingering financial regrets or guilt. 2. Forgive. Use the Ho'oponopono practice or any method that resonates with you to release these feelings. 3. Affirm. Remind yourself daily of your worthiness and potential. 4. Engage. Share your experiences, breakthroughs, and even challenges in our Unlocking the Wealth Code Facebook group. Your journey can inspire and be inspired by others. Remember, forgiveness is not a one-time act, but a continuous journey. Each day offers a new opportunity to release, to heal, and to step closer to the abundant life you deserve. Take another deep breath. Feel the space you've created within yourself by letting go of even one stone from your backpack. With each session, with each act of self-love and forgiveness, you're making room for more abundance, more joy, more wealth. When you're ready, move on to the next session. The path is unfolding before you, and it's illuminated by the light you're allowing yourself to shine.